This is Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. Every weekday, we talk with public officials, business and education leaders, nonprofit organizations, and more about the issues of the day as we work hard to help you stay connected with local news and information. Now, here's Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
A two-part program today talking about a couple things coming up in the Umpqua Valley. We're going to move over into the world of theater this afternoon. Umpqua Actors Community Theater has got The Revolutionists coming up, and Haley Gleason, one of the folks acting for that. Thanks for coming in.
Hi, thank you for having me.
So I guess, first of all, tell us a little bit about The Revolutionists. What's it all about?
Well, it's a four-person female cast set in the 1790s, so it's the French Revolution. That's the revolutionists that we're talking about. And in this case, we have three true historical figures: Charlotte Corday, Olympe de Gouges, and Marie Antoinette. And then the fourth character, Marie Angèle, is a compilation of women. She wasn't a true historical figure of one person like the other characters are. However, she represents a compilation of many Black women from the Caribbean who fought against slavery in the Caribbean. And so it's a really beautiful story that weaves together the playwright Olympe de Gouges, the assassin Charlotte Corday, the former queen Marie Antoinette, and then Marianne, who is fighting against slavery.
And what part do you have?
I'm Marie Antoinette, the former queen of France, the last queen of France.
And now, if I remember correctly, Marie Antoinette doesn't have a good ending?
Yeah, I don't want to, no spoilers or anything,
but
there's a few characters who don't have good endings in this show, but it is a fantastic show. Believe it or not, it's actually a comedy. We have both a guillotine and it is a comedy, so both can be true at once.
A comedy and a guillotine.
Yes.
Now I'm intrigued as to exactly how this works. So for you, how long have you acted with UACT or with other groups?
Well, actually I did my first show with UACT when I was about 7 years old. So I don't know, circa 1990. And then I took a little 35-year break from acting and came back this last winter in the Christmas program with UACT. My family and I just moved back here a couple years ago. So we're getting back into it.
And are you getting your kids into it too then?
Yes. Actually, in the Christmas show, my whole family, my husband and my two daughters, were both cast in the show as well. So all four of us got to have that as an awesome bonding experience.
And probably a little intense at times.
Yeah. Yeah. And during the holiday season too, which is, normally a very relaxing time with lots of free.
What holiday season? Yeah.
Yes, exactly.
Oh, that's going to be interesting. Well, and it's good though. I mean, as an actor, because you're balancing a day job and the rest of your life, at least you've got a family, since they've done it as well, that's got to understand kind of what's going on during this period of time.
Yes, it is a big time commitment, but our family is super supportive. My husband, when we lived over in Coos Bay, North Bend, was involved with Liberty Theater quite a bit and did some shows over there. So I've put in my time with the kids and the dogs and being at home and holding down the fort, and now it's his turn.
And so how long have you guys been rehearsing?
Let's see. Well, auditions were in mid-January, and we started rehearsals the very next week. So late January is when we started, and we are scheduled to open on April 2nd. So we've got about 3 weeks left.
Now, having a play with just four people, is that harder or easier?
I'd say it's kind of a mixed bag, because we all have, a large responsibility in the show. We really can't do it without any one person. But at the same time, it has allowed for so much cast bonding and time spent together and truly getting to know each other as people and building trusting relationships as actors on stage together. So I think I would say it's a great experience. It's been a really good thing, but it does add a little pressure.
Are the four of you all out there all the time, or do you kind of come and go?
It changes. Yeah, we come and go. There are scenes where all four of us are together, and then there are multiple where we're with different people and kind of different themes of the scenes.
And who's your director?
Samantha Starnes. Sam Starnes is our primary director, and then Brian Simshauser is our assistant director.
And so you've been working on this for a while. When do you open?
We open on April 2nd and we run through the 19th. Our shows will be Thursdays, Fridays, Saturdays at 7 p.m. And if you're an early bird like yourself, Kyle, you can come to the matinees on Sundays at 2 p.m. Also including Easter. We will have an Easter matinee too.
Wow.
Yeah.
So you've got this going on and talk about being, what it's like to, since you've done it in the past, what it's like to be back on stage again at UACT after taking such a long break.
Well, you know, I was so young in the first play that I did. I really have just a few scant memories of that experience. But I remember it being a lot of fun as a kid. And then in the years in between doing shows, I have enjoyed theater from an audience perspective. I go to all the shows that I can see. I love musicals. And so I've been a consumer of theater for many years. And so it's really kind of a neat experience to reverse that role and to be the one entertaining others and memorizing the lines and kind of have the pressure of the spotlight versus the one in the chair. But I also know as an audience member what I like to get out of a show. And so as an actor, I want to give that to the audience.
And with the UACT setup there, you're practically in the audience.
Truly, yes. Front row seats are basically fellow cast members. It is a very intimate theater. There's only 100 seats. And so it is a very intimate experience. And I think that's something really special that UACT has to offer.
Does that ever cause issues in terms of you're trying to focus on what you need to say? And then, you know, somebody randomly is grabbing their drink or whatever?
It can. Yeah, definitely. We've had, you know, in the past, audience members might be running a little late to the show and, you know, they kind of have to wait for a blackout scene to cross the stage to get to their seat. I mean, it's happened before, but I think UACT does a great job of managing that and trying to make it the best experience possible for both the audience and the folks on stage.
And then some of your reactions or some of how you move forward with maybe your next set of lines, you've really got to go with waiting for the audience, mm-hmm. Which is going to vary performance to performance.
Absolutely. It's amazing. If anyone ever hasn't been on stage, the amount of energy that comes from the audience, that was one thing I really did not realize as someone who attends a lot of theater. The difference from one show to another just based on people's energy, how they communicate, you know, how much laughter they have. You can have a completely raucous audience one night and then the next day maybe some crickets. I hope that's not the case for this upcoming show. We want to keep them laughing. We want to keep it fun. But, you know, you just don't know. And the audience really, they give a lot to the performers and determine how the performance goes.
Now, have you ever done any acting where you're being recorded and you, you know, essentially not necessarily movies, but just recorded for people to see later?
Yeah, you know what? That's actually funny that you say that. We just did a whole bunch of promotional video shooting yesterday in costume in downtown Roseburg. Sam and Brian are really promoting the show in a unique way, and I'm super excited to see what comes from it. But we did a whole bunch of recording that will be coming out on UACT social media pages, both on Instagram and Facebook. And I would really encourage folks to follow all the social medias to see, because we did some really fun stuff.
Okay, if you're doing that kind of thing in downtown Roseburg, what kind of reaction did you get?
It was largely positive. A lot of quizzical looks. We had some cars stop and say, "What are you doing?" And keep in mind, I am about 5'11", barefoot, and I'm in heels, and I have my Marie Antoinette wig, which is maybe 18 inches off the top of my head. I am a very large woman when I get all get up. And then our other cast members, you know, are in period-specific clothing. This whole show, we've done a very good job. Samantha has been very, very specific in how she dresses us, how the stage is set, and making sure everything is authentic. So all that to say, we had a lot of people stop and ask what the heck we were doing. So it was a great opportunity to talk about the show and promote it.
Wow. No, UACT has done really good at that. Different productions lend themselves to different things, but in summer musicals, sometimes some of the cast end up, at sponsor locations or things like that. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, you guys are really into doing the promotion.
Yeah, definitely.
So, again, if people want to see it, what are the dates?
The dates are April 2nd through the 19th.
All right. And how do they get tickets?
They get tickets on the UACT website, which you can follow the UACT page on Facebook, which will give you links to get into it. Or you can go to, I believe it's UACT.com. umpqua-theater.com.
You've got it right.
Okay, yay.
All right, Haley Gleason, thanks for coming in.
Thank you so much for having me.
1245 Inside Douglas County News Radio, 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.